overriding emotion following that game today?
Disappointment, obviously. You know, we thought we had a good plan going into the game, and you know, obviously a red card after 26 minutes, 28 minutes, forces you to rethink a few things and having to adapt. So, you know, we play, a lot of the game second half, you know, 50, 60 minutes with 14 men. And we said to the boys, look, it's, it takes a lot of courage to do that, to adapt and be in the game. You know, 65 minutes, we're in the game, 18-12. So, you know, we adapted really well. And unfortunately, Saris do what Saris do. You know, they're technically very good at what they do, and I thought their management of territory was better than ours today. So, you know, we dominated possession in that second half a little bit until probably 65 minutes, and then it just cracked. You know, we had a lot of guys that hadn't played a lot of rugby. You know, guys that were coming back from injury, and you know, they were better in that last 10-15 minutes.
Talking about some of the players coming back from injury, of course, must be very pleased to have Horwell back and Robshaw, I mean, influential throughout the game.
Yeah, quality players. You know, really good to have Kev back. You know, especially the lineout, you can see the lineout functioning really well, which was great. You know, our maul was better, so Cotters and James have been working really well this week, and Robbo, you know, just, you know, quality players make big differences, and those guys, you know, Robbo 80 minutes today, which was good. Kev monitors his minutes, managed him to make sure that he's in the right frame of mind. So going into a big kind of run of games in a couple of weeks. So again, great to have those guys back, and it just gives another big boost for the team.
So a couple of weeks off now, but do you have any injury concerns so far from the game today?
I don't think so at the moment. I think, again, it's, you know, physical game. Every time you play Saris or the top teams, it's extremely physical, and especially with 40 men, you know, a lot of tackles that had to be made. We had to make a lot of defensive plays. So I think there'll be a few bumps and bruises. We'll have to reassess a few HIAs, so see how those guys come through. They'll go through their protocols, which will be good. And, you know, I think for those guys, especially the week, a bit of a week off, a fellow week comes at the right time, so they'll get reassessed, and you know, hopefully we'll have a good squad to pick from in the next couple of weeks.